based on Randolph Shepherd law.
The cutting-edge business thinking in the 1930s.
Exactly.
I'd like to ask a question, Jeff Altman. Dr. Benedette, you said that we don't have control over the fact that it's, the set-aside is based on the net. Do we have any say in what aspects of business expenses are included in the costs in figuring the net?
I believe that's pretty well dictated. Dr. Hyman, do you know any different?
We did negotiate some of that, particularly as it related to labor costs, because there were some abuses in that area. And it's in the state regulations, though it's not mandated under the federal law. The federal law just says net proceeds as far as I can recall.
Okay.
So that the actual allowable deductions for expenses are determined under various interpretations of state regulations, which are more easily, well, not completely easily, modified at the state level rather than having to get the federal Randolph Shepherd Act changed.
It would seem to me that if that were calculated at the top line versus the net, it would encourage prudent business operation, not only to the advantage of the operator, but also to the agency.
But isn't it true that having it based on net is from Randolph Shepherd? What is included in exclusion, that's state, within the state. Am I wrong?
That's under our state regulations.
Yeah. Right, but the fact that it's net, that it's the percentage of net.
That's federal,
okay. Because I'm looking at the rule here in section 007 about set aside, and it says 701, amount of set aside funds, the state licensing agency shall determine annually with the active participation of the Committee of Blind Vendors the percentage of the net proceeds of each vending facility that shall accrue to the state licensing agency. So we have some say over what gets counted in net, but could not change it from net to gross.
I think one part of what Roy's question was, he seemed to be somewhat surprised by the notion that the vendors themselves had determined.
I know.
That's not correct. I mean, the language suggests that it's active participation.
Right.
And early on, vendors argued that active participation meant joint decision. And I did, in fact, submit a request for a ruling from the federal people as to whether or not that was the case. And the federal people said no, that it does not mean joint decision making. The agency itself is responsible, keeping the vendors involved in a form of active participation is vitally important. And you have to do that as a way of the annual determination of the percentage. But in terms of the actual final responsibility, it is the responsibility of the agency based on that active participation, whatever that happens to mean.
So then,
okay.
Could the percentage be adjusted based on national averages or national?
Based on anything they want.
Okay. It seems to me that I might as well if
you're consulting with Roy Hobbley or something like that.
Or his designees.
I want to address a sort of an attitudinal thing as far as brailing on the machines. To the extent that brailing on the machines operated in vending facilities projects an image about blind people and their use of braille as a medium of literacy, I can remember, I hope these things have changed, but when we were negotiating the original rules way back in 1977, you remember that year, right? But I proposed this rather strange notion that part of the purpose of the Randolph Shepherd program was to, in fact, project an image of the capabilities of blind persons, and that vendors ought to be mindful of that. The response I got from the leading vendor at that time was, well, I'm not going to go stumbling around just so people think I'm blind. And that was the image of blindness that they didn't want to project. I hope attitude has changed a little bit, and braille is part of that.
Yeah, that's a sad thing.
He's deceased. Yeah. Nobody has anything to do with that.
Oh, boy.
Stumbled into a hole.
Yeah, that, you know, I think in all aspects of what we do need to think about the entire image. And, you know, when people have talked about what are we going to do about various things with respect to programming, I think one of all of our jobs as, you know, as board members, as consumers, as whatever, is to help people change their minds about those kinds of thoughts, you know, and see it as an overall program. Okay, the buzzer is telling me that it's time to move along, and the next item is a break. And it is scheduled to be a 10-minute break. It is now 1:54, so if we come back at 2:05, when it's supposed to be 1:35, we'll be half an hour behind. So to reconvene, we're ready for new business. And the first item on the new business agenda is LB 55. We know that it did pass. Is everybody familiar with it? Everybody on the board?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we don't. Yep. So is there anything we need to do other than to be happy? And okay, then we will move along to the NCBVI annual report. Does anybody have anything on that?
No, I thought it was fine.
Yeah. Well, I have to confess that I didn't read it as thoroughly as I do most things because I rediscovered that I hadn't read it yesterday and I just didn't have time to finish with it. So
yeah,
I'm sure it was good.
Yeah.
Thank you. I wanted to let the folks know most agencies do their annual report in a format of a big slick calendar and send it to every state. We get these from all these states, and I just always just shake my head and think, where do these people get the money for this? I mean, they're neat. I don't know if anybody really hangs them on their walls and uses them, but they have focus kind of descriptions on every month of different things and photographs of consumers, and they're just lovely. You know, and it would be great to do something like that, but I always feel a little inadequate when we do our annual report, but I just wanted you to know that, I don't know, but it's just amazing to me.
You need to ask the Friends of the Commission for money so you can do some big laminated annual report.
There you go.
There's a
useful. I don't know, but I just wanted you to know that. I don't know why, but anyway, we do the best we can.
I think it's better to do the ongoing service.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, when it comes to a decision of that kind. And there are materials that we have that are available to people to help know. And obviously the word is out because we have people come and want to be a part of our program in one way or another. And I think that speaks volumes as far as
definitely
how things are. So, you know, I'm glad that we do the substance. You know,
thank you.
Okay, the next item is the state plan.
Okay, I've been working on the revising of the state plan, going through last year's. The instructions this year were the same as last year, so the attachments that we, you know, updated each year for the last several years, that has not changed. So I've been working through and gathering information from either program directors or supervisors to update some of the specifics. I really had hoped to get it to you before this meeting to review, but with mainly the vending situation and the budget situation as the main things, I didn't get as far with that as I had hoped. But the a lot of it will be the same, just with updates of figures and so on, with the exception of the way we do business, the differences, the changes we're making in home teaching from more of a group approach instead of individualized and working with support groups, group teaching statewide. That is a change in the way we do business. So that will be reflected in there. Right now, I believe that's the only really significant change there will be. And I will have that for you to review before too long.
When is it due?
Well, they like to have it, usually I think it's by early or mid-April. Yeah. They like to have it April 1 if they can, but they always have been, it's supposed to, let's see, another date they give me is July 1, so now I'm thinking which is which. It actually goes into implementation the next fiscal year, so October 1. All right, so July 1 is the 90 days out from the date of implementation. But the regional office likes to have it in April if they can, to review before it goes to the, I don't know, on up the line. If I let them know that we need to, you know, we'll have it drafted but won't be able to get your vote on it until our May meeting, and then they would hopefully have it right after that, if you want to vote on it in a public meeting, we could do it that way. Or if you just want us, you know, if you don't feel that you need to vote on it in a public meeting, then we probably could get it done sooner.
Well, I think whenever possible, you know, if we can do things at a public meeting, that's the best, most available to everybody way, you know, for us to do things. So, you know, if they're okay with that, it seems like that might be the thing to do.
Okay. Why don't I communicate with the regional staff next week and let them know that's the plan and find out if there's any great problem with that.
Okay. Okay, is there anything else on the plan?
Let's see. No, there really isn't. I mean, I brought the specific notes of changes I'll be making, but there's no point in going through those details here. After you've read it, of course, and for the next meeting, then we can deal with specifics that you think should be revised or whatever.
Okay. Okay, and if that doesn't work, then we can go to Plan B or whatever and see what we do. Okay, the next item is the focus topic review. And what we had said was at our last meeting that I would go through and see what we've focused on so far. And then we would see if there have been gaps in what we're doing, as far as, you know, things that we are focusing on or need to be. At our August 5th, 2000 meeting, we didn't have a focus topic. On the 22nd of September, we focused on the orientation center. And on the 3rd of November of 2000, we focused on the business enterprise program. That was about the time it was being changed to Nebraska Business Enterprises. On the 24th of February of 2001, we focused on transition. May 19th of '01, we talked about that. Oh, I see. In February, we were going to talk about that, but then we didn't for whatever reason. And so on May 19th of '01, that's when we talked about the transition program overview. On July 28th of '01, we talked about field operations. On the 17th of November of '01, we talked about technology. March 23rd of '02, we didn't have a focus topic because we were talking about rule. On the 6th of May of '02, we talked about rule again because that was when we were doing the approval and everything. On the 20th of July of '02, we didn't have a focus topic. On the 9th of November of '02, we talked about informed choice. February 25th of '03, we met with the staff. And so that was, in effect, our focus topic. On the 17th of May of '03, we didn't have a focus topic. On the 2nd of August of '03, Nebraska Business Enterprises. November 22nd of '03, the Client Assistance Program. February 21st of '04, Technology. May 8th of '04, Rule Chapter 4. August 7th of '04, Review of Draft Rule. November 20th of '04, Services to Deafblind Consumers. And then today we had the transition program again. So that's what we've done so far. Now, someone had mentioned at our last meeting that we talk about, you know, what support staff do, you know, the various kinds of things that that the folks who are doing the various and sundry things that need to be done do, since they do a lot of the nuts and bolts kinds of things. We've also talked about the services to diabetics as a possible focus. And then there was some discussion last time about various other entities that have to do with blindness, like the Society to Prevent Blindness, the Foundation Fighting Blindness, and those kinds of entities.
What about, I know we've talked about it from time to time, but a specific thing on older blind and then VIPS as part of that? It seems like VIPS is a topical subject and with some of the relationships. And
yeah, peer support. Also, multi-disabled, you know, we've talked about deafblind in particular, but you know there are other multi-disabled people that the commission works with. And we had talked about having somebody who is affected by whatever the focus topic is come, and as Karen mentioned this morning, you know, she and Carlos had contacted a couple of transition folks, but they, for different reasons, weren't able to be here. So, you know, people have already started taking that suggestion to heart, and that was good to see. Okay, so
I would say older blind and VIPS peer support.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds right to me too.
Have an older blind person come talk about their experiences.
This is Pearl. We are going to try for every focus topic to have a consumer who is either a recipient of that service or involved with it, you know, or whatever, depending on what the topic is. We're just going to always do that from now on, or try to anyway, because I think it's a great idea.
Well, just those numbers earlier today that were given, the 25,000, I mean, three-fourths of them were over 65.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So do we want to have services to older blind and VIPS as in one meeting, or is that what we were talking about?
Well, I just know didn't Bob Deaton handle the VIPS court liaison?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's why I was thinking, since he does.
So we could have it be kind of both. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think there'd be a lot of overlap.
Okay. Okay, so that, I mean, that's the next, our next item is to choose the focus topic for the May meeting. So,
where's the May meeting? Where do we decide to have that?
Well,
is that in Omaha?
I believe it's Omaha.
In Omaha.
May 21st.
Yes, so that will be on the 21st of May in
Omaha.
That's right.
That's right. Sometimes I know
something. And where's the next one where we decide to have it?
We haven't decided on where the
August.
One in August would be.
We should decide.
And
that.
We really ought to be.
Oh, I thought we'd said west someplace.
Yeah, we did, but I think we need to get a little more specific.
Sewer.
That's a big area out there, Bob.
Seward.
Well, how about Lexington?
Seward.
Elkhorn.
Yeah.
It's west.
York.
York. York. York would be good. Fremont.
If you do decide today, then we can begin researching a place in the town to go to. So that
isn't Hastings far enough out, or
it's about the middle of the state.
That's starting to go west, yeah.
Hastings, Grand Island, the middle of the state.
Gretna's west.
Well, you know.
You want to go further than that? Ogallala, maybe.
Hastings isn't what I mean. Gretna isn't west for me.
No, we might. We don't want to go so far west. We'd fall off into Wyoming.
All right, you guys.
Sydney.
Then Ogallala.
You'd fall up to Wyoming. I don't really fall.
Dorothy is. Are you actually making a suggestion, or are you making a comment? I'm not sure.
I think that would be very interesting.
What?
Ogallala.
Yeah, it could be interesting. I wouldn't deny that.
You don't want to travel that far. I know you.
I'll ask Candy Larson, do you happen to know if there would be a good facility in Ogallala?
We can find one.
Okay.
It might even be. Yes.
How many miles out there, Candy?
To Ogallala, it would take you about, from Lincoln, it would take, mileage-wise to you,
it's about 200 miles from Hastings.
265 from Lincoln.
From Lincoln.
There would be, that would be a workable situation, and so would North Platte. But either one.
Thank you.
You would have more options, however, in North Platte.
Right.
Yeah, I'd say if we want to go that far west, North Platte would be.
I can't read lips, Val.
Lexington might be a choice if nothing else comes out.
I don't know if you're considering Grand Island or not, but I have connections at the Law Enforcement Training Center.
There you go.
Because that's part of DAS. They've just redone a large portion of it. It's a really neat building if anyone would be interested in a tour. They also have cafeteria. Because they have all their cadets in training, so.
Now, is that the same place where we have a vendor? We do have a blind vendor at the. Okay, that is the same facility. Okay,
but I just have that contact.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, whatever you.
Is that available every Saturday or?
Well, I don't know, but I think I have pull. I could probably get us a Saturday. If not, I think. Not guaranteeing anything, no.
Well, what's the date, August 1? Do we have, we picked a date, I think.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
20.
August
13th. August
13th. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we say tentatively Grand Island, and if Val could check, and that's my motion.
I'd second your motion.
Okay, we have a motion for Grand Island, and it's been seconded. And I think that is, that's a good thing. I know I always have liked going to North Platte because we have really good consumer participation there. We have always. Hopefully some of those folks would be able to come to Grand Island as well.
I think you'll have good attendance in Grand Island, I would guess.
So it has been moved and seconded that we go to Grand Island in August. Is there any discussion? Not in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Okay, now there were a couple of things. We're pretty much done, I think.
I know one other topic.
That we were going to talk about the impartial hearing officers. If it didn't happen earlier, and so I guess now is the time.
Okay. Val did give me information about an individual, and I guess I was going to bring the specifics on that, but I neglected. Do you remember any, Val, that person?
He's with the City of Lincoln. He does the compensation benefits for city and county. He works with employee relations with the state, Bill Wood.
On a contract basis, or do you?
I believe it is on the contract basis.
Thank you.
He charges $125 an hour. He has, now here I'm not sure, his bachelor's was criminal justice and psychology, and his master's was business. I don't remember what his master's was in.
Yeah.
17 years in his present position, been with the city 34. I think that's all the information.
Okay, and I apologize, Barbara. I remember now I was going to bring this up in my report, and I ended up, after I said that to you, then I put it on my list as an extra topic. So,
that's okay, because I had it if we didn't cover it
okay,
before.
Okay, good. The criteria for the officer, there was a person who is a, these are under criteria for the officers, a person who is an employee of a public agency other than administrative law judge, hearing examiner, or employee of an institution of higher education may not serve as a hearing officer. So I guess I was a little confused with him, but if he is an employee of the city, then he would not be mm-hmm. eligible.
Yeah.
So
that salary too, we look at that for you.
Right.
$125 an hour. I think we thought that was too high when we looked at these before.
Right. But any more, actually, Val asked Bill Wood or somebody about that, and they pay way more than that. So we just have to keep working well with CAP and our consumers.
Mm-hmm.
But, I guess at this point I would just suggest that we go ahead and check with the four that are currently on our list and hope that they'll all agree to continue. I know one step we were doing toward getting this all done was to make sure their addresses are still current. And so that, I'm not sure if we didn't get that completed yet, but that'll, of course, if somebody's address isn't current, that they will have to figure out what to do, but we can get those letters sent out.
Do we need to have a motion to continue with the same pool or not?
No, we don't, and there's nothing technically that says it should be done annually. The reason I like to is because the month and the quarter of the year go so fast that that it could be 3 years from now and we would need a hearing officer and we'd realize, oh my gosh, it's been 3 years since we talked to these people. So I think that we're going to just try to annually, you know, update, make sure we have current information, make sure we have a pool from which to draw if we ever need to do that. So that's why we're doing it annually.
Well, and I think that makes sense because of the address thing, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're likely to find somebody within a year more easily than you find them within 2 or 5
yes.
or whatever years.
That's right.
So, in other words, we don't really need to...
Say need to one more word about it.
Anything else. We'll just, you'll just go ahead and contact the one we have. And we thank you for that. And
thank you.
The only other thing I had down was on the labor contract update material, it said that it was that the STEP program thing was being eliminated. Is that a good or a bad thing? Or is it just a different thing?
It's a different thing. I'm sure it depends who you ask. Some years ago when the labor contract lobbied very heavily to get the pay schedule to have this STEP plan, the employee relations side of the labor negotiations always thought it was a problem, but it did get negotiated in a few years back. We actually had a couple, one in particular, and I think, and maybe more than that, staff just within the agency who, because of the STEP plan being implemented, employees who were actually newer got bigger raises than a couple of older people, or more senior. So to me, that was a pretty good sign that there was something wrong with the system.
Yeah.
But it was the system, so I don't know if the union, you know, realized in these interim years that that wasn't a really good system, or if it was just negotiated out. But from what I know, which is limited, it seems to me like it's probably a good thing.
Okay. Well, I don't find any other questions that I have. Does anybody else have?
This is Val. I have a question.
Yes.
Did I miss it? Did you pick a focus topic for next month?
Yes, older blind and visually impaired peer support.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm glad you speak up like that because, you know, it's much better to do that than for all of us to be, what was that again? So thank you.
Now, does Bob need to set that up, or how does that, do I need to do anything to see that that's done?
No, you don't. Bob, since he's sitting here now, knows
okay.
that his agenda for May has that on it, and he's turning up his hearing aid, or maybe he's turning it down.
Tune us right out.
We'll know if he's there in May or not,
yeah.
Which one he did.
Thank you.
And the date was the 21st?
Yes.
Okay. We don't know where in Omaha, though.
Omaha.
In Omaha, we always use the state office
okay.
building.
All right.
And they're always very good about checking almost immediately after this meeting and arranging a room and letting us know, okay, you've got it. So.
Okay, good.
Okay, the last item on the agenda is the last period for public comment, if there is any.
I at the last meeting, I think it was agreed on, if I remember correctly, that as far as the mission statement that the commissioners were going to use the mission statement that was developed for the agency as a whole, which I think is fine, you know. There should be a mission statement that reflects the guiding principles from top to bottom, you know. But I also think that it would be fine to have a mission statement that would be specific to just the board, you know, and I would suggest that if you did do that, you would pick something that would reflect the rationale for having the commission in the first place. To me, I believe is the partnership with consumers. Consumer involvement in the determination of rehabilitation of the barn. So I just think that would be especially good when you have new commissioners coming on the board, so they can look at that and this is what you're about. That's all I have to say.
Okay, does anyone have a comment on that? You know, since I haven't had a chance to really think about it, I don't, you know, I don't have anything, you know, just off the top of my head.
And you may not choose to do that. You know, I think that would be that would be up to you if you wanted to add something that went beyond the overall mission statement of the agency as a whole. You know, it would be more of a team state, you know, mission statement for the team. Or, to your board.
Well, it's good to, it's good food for thought. I will think about that. Okay. Is there any other comment from the public?
Yes, this is Candy Larson, and okay. In regard to the next meeting, I understand you want to take meetings to various spots in Nebraska, but coming from out that way, if you were to pull people in from further west, it would be an overnight for them, and you will not get participation probably in Grand Island that you would get if you would even go a little bit further, like perhaps to Kearney, because you would then be able to do one-day trips for people to come in. Transportation would be workable for a lot more attendance from consumers if that's what you're looking to get. And that's just a comment from me.
Well, that was part of why I had raised that at the time that we were making the decision, because, you know, I know that we have had absolutely excellent participation when we have gone to North Platte. And we've had people there, you know, when we've gone to Grand Island, I think, some of the time. But that may be part of what the difference is the, you know, the time frame for people getting out there.
But even Kearney, you could draw from all the communities, is what I'm saying. It would be a feasible thing for everyone to come in. Grand Island, Kearney, North Platte, Hastings would have a much bigger base, you know, for a meeting and just food for thought for the next time or whatever.
Yeah, I think we, you know, when we did Kearney before, we did it at the absolute wrong time of the year. I think we did it in May, and we didn't have really anybody there because of that. So I think it was more a function of the time of the year, you know, that we did it in May rather than anything else. Because you know, I think that we all had thought that there would be a bigger base that would maybe come, but.
Haven't we had it a couple times in Kearney and had nobody?
It just didn't, but I don't remember if we've had it at the same time of the year both times or not. We can look at that.
One year we went out west somewhere and there was excellent participation.
North Platte, that has always been the case. You know, that.
And it wasn't thinking it was North Platte.
Valentine?
That was the state rehab council before.
Oh, that was right, yeah. Uh-huh. That was a miserably long trip.
No, that was my first trip.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the last time we had it in Grand Island, I thought we had a very good turnout. Was at the Memorial Center.
Oh, the hospital.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a very good, and it was in August. I remember it being in August. So.
It was in August?
Yes, it was. Definitely.
Okay. That might be the one that you were thinking of, Dorothy.
Grand Island?
Yeah.
Where they had the hospital?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't remember what this thing was.
I haven't been to it.
Yeah, I guess I was too, but evidently not.
Because I know Candy was responsible in getting most of the people there.
I have another, just briefly, I wanted to let you know that I still very much am wanting to get out to, once a year if possible, to the local affiliates of the consumer organizations. And I did speak this past Tuesday night at the Omaha ACBN chapter, and that was good. And then next Tuesday, maybe the other thing is Thursday. I've lost track. Anyway, last week I went to ACBN Omaha, and then next Tuesday I'll be up at the Omaha Association of the Blind meeting. And so those are in the works. And if you know of other chapters that haven't had me yet and would consider listening to me or talking to me for an hour, I'd be happy to go there too. Thank you.
Now the third Thursday in March, you come to Omaha if you talk to the Omaha chapter of the NFP.
I might be taking I'm taking a vacation in March. Let me see, that third Thursday is the 17th.
Ooh, that'd be St. Patrick's Day, so you can bring the green beer too.
Okay. The day after the forum thing.
Oh, yeah.
Forum. Yeah, we'll be back. April might work better.
Okay.
Thank you. That'll be April 21st. I'll be in Washington at the NCSAB. I'm sorry. Let me take a look closer and see if I can make that March one work.
Okay.
I'll get in touch with you.
Val. I'm sorry, Bob. What meeting is it?
The Omaha chapter of the National Federation of Blind.
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, is there other
business?
Yes.
Just a couple of thoughts I had on the transition of the commission board. You talked about passing on the control of commission to others, and I had the thought, of kind of a relay race. And, had this image of that, and I was kind of thinking, it would be good to, and I'm sure that you've given this thought anyway, but to anticipate the passing on of the baton, as it were, and have a way of getting the new people started running a bit before they actually have to take the baton. Maybe have the appointment made, if possible, with the governor's office prior to the meeting. They have to potentially, they're able to come to a meeting before they take office. And then the other side of that is maybe have the commissioners take a few steps with them beyond that point by maybe having like a structured reflection or memoir of the individual commissioners who are departing, what their time and service in office was like to them. They could kind of pass that on to the new members, as well as all the other formal kind of training materials that you're having. The other thing is maybe a little inclusion in the new member kit, having a baton length white cane inscribed with NCBI commission member on it, maybe the date that they take office.
I know.
Well, so far our record with the appointments is like Nancy Altman, I think, was appointed 2 days before the next meeting. We tried to have that appointment made long in advance, and it just didn't. I mean, I think it's a good idea, and we certainly need to continue to try to get that to happen.
Perhaps
but
And in Bill's file, he could have a little doggy. Have a white cane.
What do you think about that bracket?
Jeff Altman, I wanted to ask of Dr. Van Zandt, one of the things, Chris, we're doing a lot here, and I know Dr. Van Zandt has a tremendously busy schedule, but I think one of the things that might help internally with communication and knowing what's taking place in the various departments would be if she could find room in her schedule to say maybe once a quarter attend a regular weekly team meeting of the different, or monthly team meeting, depending on what the different districts are doing. To have a chance just to observe the interactions and what types of things are taking place in the field.
Okay. I'm certainly not opposed to that. I'll need to have the specifics of when those meetings are from supervisors. We have started having the deputy directors attend those officer team meetings. It's all the time, but on some kind of a regular basis. And they do communicate to me if there are things I need to be aware of. But that doesn't mean I couldn't add that in as well.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else?